国中英语第一册第三课到第四课听力练习，本练习所有题目都会播放两次。一、辨识句意，选出符合句子描述的图片。
1. The boy uses a knife and fork to eat the steak. 2. There is a glass on the table. 3. The sign says, "Don't take pictures." 4. Jenny has a gift in her hand. Five. There is a sofa near the kitchen. Six. Turn off your cell phone. Seven. There are some bowls on the table. Eight. The dish is delicious. Nine. There is a bird on the guy's shoulder. Ten. They had a party in the garden.
二，基本问答，选出最适合的回答，完成对话。
1. Hello, Mom. Andy and I are at Jenny's party. 2. This gift is for you. Three. What's on the table? Four. Where are those guys? Five. Are there any chopsticks in Mike's hand? Six. Are there any animals in the pool? Seven. Where is your bedroom? Eight. Are there three cats under the table? Nine. Is there a dog inside the box? Is there a dog inside the box? Ten. Jason invites me to the party. Jason invites me to the party.
三，言谈理解，根据录音内容中的短文或对话回答问题。
One. Wow, the swimming pool is so big.
And the pictures are beautiful too.
Hey, don't touch the picture.
I am sorry.
Question. Where are the boy and the girl? Wow, the swimming pool is so big.
And the pictures are beautiful too.
Hey, don't touch the picture.
I am sorry.
Question. Where are the boy and the girl?
Two. What's the book about?
It's about a dog and a monkey.
Is the book famous?
Yes, it is. Also, the monkey and the dog are smart. The love between the monkey and the dog is great.
Question. How is the book? What's the book about?
It's about a dog and a monkey.
Is the book famous?
Yes, it is. Also, the monkey and the dog are smart. The love between the monkey and the dog is great.
Question. How is the book? Three. You're late again.
I'm sorry. I tried to have my breakfast at home, but I have no time to eat my breakfast. I bring it to the classroom. Let's eat some.
But look at our class rules. We can't eat in the classroom.
I see.
Question. What may the girl say to the boy? You're late again.
I'm sorry. I tried to have my breakfast at home, but I have no time to eat my breakfast. I bring it to the classroom. Let's eat some.
But look at our class rules. We can't eat in the classroom.
I see.
Question. What may the girl say to the boy?
Four. Is that a pin?
Yes, it is. It's a gift for my sister. It's from my aunt.
Wow, it's so beautiful.
Question. Who is the gift from?
Is that a pin?
Yes, it is. It's a gift for my sister. It's from my aunt.
Wow, it's so beautiful.
Question. Who is the gift from?
Five. Is Grandma in the living room?
No, she's not. She's in the garden.
Is Grandpa in the garden, too?
No, he is in his bedroom.
Question. Where's Grandma? Is Grandma in the living room?
No, she's not. She's in the garden.
Is Grandpa in the garden, too?
No, he is in his bedroom.
Question. Where's Grandma?
Six. Don't talk in class.
Okay. Let's be quiet and listen to the teacher.
Question. Are the boy and the girl in the classroom? Don't talk in class.
Okay. Let's be quiet and listen to the teacher.
Question. Are the boy and the girl in the classroom?
Seven. Where are your brothers?
John is in the kitchen, and Bill is in the garden.
Where's your father?
He's in the living room.
Question. Where is John? Where are your brothers?
John is in the kitchen, and Bill is in the garden.
Where's your father?
He's in the living room.
Question. Where is John?
Eight. Andy, don't talk in class. Listen to our teacher.
Oops, I'm sorry.
Question. Are the boy and the girl in the living room? Andy, don't talk in class. Listen to our teacher.
Oops, I'm sorry.
Question. Are the boy and the girl in the living room? Nine. Is that Ted's girlfriend, Lucy?
Yes, she is.
Is Lucy a smart girl?
Yes. She is beautiful and kind, too.
Question. Which is not true? Is that Ted's girlfriend, Lucy?
Yes, she is.
Is Lucy a smart girl?
Yes. She is beautiful and kind, too.
Question. Which is not true?
Ten. Be quiet, please.
Why?
My mom and my baby sister are in the bedroom, and it is next to my room.
Okay.
Question. Where is the boy's room? Be quiet, please.
Why?
My mom and my baby sister are in the bedroom, and it is next to my room.
Okay.
Question. Where is the boy's room?